The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. This is Kurt Benrud for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays that are produced locally with an audio-described performance, and movies that are available locally with audio description. We'll begin with a quick overview, and more details about the most immediate offerings will follow later in the show. And we'll start with plays. Now, in Raleigh or Cary, we have Ash in Johannesburg at Burning Coal Theater on Sunday, January 27th at 2 p.m. Mamma Mia at North Carolina Theater on Saturday, February 16th at 2 p.m. Men on Boats at Justice Theater Project, performing at the Umstead United Church of Christ Church, Sunday, February 17th, 3:30 p.m. Cabaret at North Carolina State University Theater, performed in Stewart Theater, on Thursday, February 21st, 7:30 p.m. Charlotte's Web at Cary Youth Applause, performing in the Cary Arts Center, on Sunday, February 24th, 3 p.m. Junie B. Jones the Musical at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, February 24th at 5 p.m. Bob Marley's Three Little Birds at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, March 17th, 5 p.m. And The King and I at Broadway Series South in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, March 23rd at 2 p.m. In Durham or Chapel Hill, we've got Miss Saigon at the Durham Performing Arts Center on Saturday, January 26th at 8 p.m. Jump at Playmakers on Tuesday, January 29th at 7:30 p.m. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory at Durham Performing Arts Center on Saturday, February 16th, 8 p.m. Life of Galileo at Playmakers on Tuesday, March 5th, 7:30 p.m. Dear Evan Hansen at Durham Performing Arts Center on Saturday, March 16th, 8 p.m. Moving over to Greensboro and Winston-Salem, White Lightning at the Triad Stage on Saturday, February 9th, 2 p.m. Two Trains Running at Triad Stage on Saturday, March 30th, 2 p.m. And in Fayetteville or the Sand Hills, Annie at Cape Fear Regional Theater on Saturday, February 9th, 2 p.m. And Trumbo at Cape Fear Regional Theater on Sunday, March 10th at 2 p.m. Moving over to movies, the following movie theaters, and these are all Regal theaters, show movies with audio description. There's the North Hills Stadium 14 at 4150 Main at North Hills Street in Raleigh. The Briar Creek Stadium 14 at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway in Raleigh. The Timberline 6 at 120 Banks Drive in Chapel Hill. The Crossroads Stadium 20 at 501 Cataboo Avenue in Cary. Beaver Creek Stadium 12 at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive in Apex. And the White Oak Stadium 14 at 205 Timber Drive East in Garner. Regal Theaters has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about movies playing in their theaters. This is one number for all of Regal Theaters, and you just follow the menu prompts. The number is 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342. Once you've dialed the number, the machine will start asking you about which theater you're interested in going to or which movie you're looking to see. and you follow the prompts, and you can find out what the show times are. Now, the movies that are showing currently with audio description, there is Dragon Ball Super Broly. It's rated PG. It's playing at the Crossroads, Beaver Creek, North Hills, Briar Creek, and White Oak. That's everything except the Timberline. Glass, rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters. Green Book, rated PG-13, plays at Crossroads and at North Hills. If Beale Street Could Talk, rated R, plays at Crossroads, North Hills, Briar Creek, and White Oak. That's everything except for Beaver Creek and Timberline. Replicas, rated PG-13, plays at Crossroads, North Hills, Briar Creek, and White Oak also. The Upside, rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters. The Mule, rated R, plays at everything except the Timberline. Escape Room, rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters. Second Act, rated PG-13, plays at the Crossroads and at North Hills. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, rated PG, plays at all of these theaters. Ralph Breaks the Internet, it's rated PG, as is Spider-Man. Ralph Breaks the Internet plays at every theater except Timberline. Mary Queen of Scots is rated R. It plays at the Crossroads and at Briar Creek. Vice, rated R, plays at Crossroads and North Hills. Bohemian Rhapsody continues to play at all of these theaters except the Timberline. Creed 2, rated PG-13, plays only at White Oak. Aquaman, rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters. And Bumblebee, rated PG-13, plays at everything except the Timberline. And now we'll take a look at the movies. Dragon Ball Super Broly, rated PG, runs an hour and 40 minutes. A planet destroyed, a powerful race reduced to nothing. After the devastation of planet Vegeta, three Saiyans were scattered among the stars, destined for different fates. While two found a home on Earth, the third was raised with a burning desire for vengeance and developed an unbelievable power. And the time for revenge has come. Destinies collide in a battle that will shake the universe to its very core. Goku is back to training hard so he can face the most powerful foes the universe have to offer, and Vegeta is keeping up right behind him. But when they suddenly find themselves against an unknown Saiyan, they discover a terrible, destructive force. And this is an animated movie. Glass is rated PG-13 for violence, including some bloody images, thematic elements, and language. It runs 2 hours and 9 minutes. From an earlier movie, Unbreakable, Bruce Willis returns as David Dunn, as does Samuel Jackson as Elijah Price, known also by his pseudonym, Mr. Glass. Joining from the later movie Split are James McAvoy, reprising his role as Kevin Wendell Crumb, and the multiple identities who reside within, and Anya Taylor-Joy as Casey Cook, the only captive to survive an encounter with the Beast. Following the conclusion of Split, Glass finds Dunn pursuing Crumb's superhuman figure of the Beast in a series of escalating encounters, while the shadowy presence of Price emerges as an orchestrator who holds secrets critical to both men. This is a sci-fi fantasy, and a suspense thriller. And I must pause for a moment to add one more movie that has escaped my notice on the first round here. It's called A Dog's Way Home. It's rated PG, and it plays at all of these theaters except for the Timberline. A Dog's Way Home runs an hour and 58 minutes. As a puppy, Bella finds her way into the arms of Lucas, a young man who gives her a good home. When Bella becomes separated from Lucas, she soon finds herself on an epic 400-mile journey to reunite with her beloved owner. Along the way, the lost but spirited dog touches the lives of an orphaned mountain lion, a down-on-his-luck veteran, and some friendly strangers who happened to cross her path. This is a drama action adventure. Aquaman, rated PG-13 for sequences of sci-fi violence, for action and some language, runs 2 hours and 23 minutes. The film reveals the origin story of half-human, half-Atlantean Arthur Curry and takes him on the journey of his lifetime, one that will not only force him to face who he really is, but to discover if he is worthy of who he was born to be, a king. And this is a sci-fi action-adventure. Ben is Back is rated R for language throughout and some drug use. It runs an hour and 43 minutes. 19-year-old Ben Burns, played by Lucas Hedges, unexpectedly returns home to his family's suburban home on Christmas Eve morning. Ben's mother, Holly, played by Julia Roberts, is relieved and welcoming, but wary of her son's staying clean. Over a turbulent 24 hours, new truths are revealed, and a mother's undying love for her son is tested as she does everything in her power to keep him safe. And this is a drama. Bohemian Rhapsody is rated PG-13 for language, drug content, suggestive material and thematic elements. It runs 2 hours and 15 minutes. Bohemian Rhapsody is a foot-stomping celebration of Queen, their music, and their extraordinary lead singer, Freddie Mercury. Singer Freddie Mercury, guitarist Brian May, drummer Roger Taylor, and bass guitarist John Dean take the music world by storm when they formed the rock and roll band Queen in 1970. Surrounded by darker influences, Mercury decides to leave Queen years later to pursue a solo career. Diagnosed with AIDS in the 1980s, the flamboyant frontman reunites with the group for the benefit concert Live Aid, leading the band in one of the greatest performances in rock history. And this is a drama, also a musical. Bumblebee is rated PG-13 for sci-fi action violence. It runs 1 hour and 54 minutes. On the run in the year 1987, Bumblebee finds refuge in a junkyard in a small Californian beach town. Charlie, played by Haley Steinfeld, on the cusp of turning 18 and trying to find her place in the world, discovers Bumblebee, battle-scarred and broken. When Charlie revives him, she quickly learns this is no ordinary yellow VW bug. And this is a sci-fi action-adventure. Creed 2 is rated PG-13 for sports action violence, language, and a scene of sexuality. It runs 2 hours and 8 minutes. Life has become a balancing act for Adonis Creed, played by Michael B. Jordan. Between personal obligations and training for his next big fight, he is up against the challenge of his life. Facing an opponent with ties to his family's past only intensifies his impending battle in the ring. Rocky Balboa, played by Sylvester Stallone, is there by his side through it all, and together Rocky and Adonis will confront their shared legacy, question what's fighting for, and discover that nothing's more important than family. Creed 2 is about going back to basics, to rediscover what made you a champion in the first place, and remembering that no matter where you go, you can't escape your history. And this is an action-adventure drama. Escape Room is rated PG-13 for some suggestive material, language, terror and perilous action, and violence. It runs 1 hour and 40 minutes. 6. Adventurous strangers travel to a mysterious building to experience the Escape Room, a game where players compete to solve a series of puzzles to win $1 million. What starts out as seemingly innocent fun soon turns into a living nightmare as the 4 men and 2 women discover each room is an elaborate trap that's part of a sadistic game of life or death, and this is a horror suspense thriller. Green Room is rated PG-13 for thematic content, smoking, racial epithets, language, some violence, and suggestive material. Running time is 2 hours and 10 minutes. When Tony Lip, played by Viggo Mortensen, a bouncer from an Italian-American neighborhood in the Bronx, is hired to drive Dr. John Shirley, played by Mahershala Ali, a world-class black pianist, on a concert tour from Manhattan to the Deep South, they must rely on the Green Book to guide them to the few establishments that were then safe for African Americans. Confronted with racism, danger, as well as unexpected humanity and humor, they are forced to set aside differences to survive and thrive on the journey of a lifetime. And this is a comedy drama. If Beale Street Could Talk is rated R for some sexual content and language. It's 1 hour and 57 minutes. Set in early 1970s Harlem, If Beale Street Could Talk is a timeless and moving love story of both a couple's unbreakable bond and the African-American family's empowering embrace, as told through the eyes of 19-year-old Tish Rivers, played by screen newcomer Kiki Lane. A daughter and wife-to-be, Tish vividly recalls the passion, respect, and trust that have connected her and her artist fiancé, Alonzo Hunt, who goes by the nickname Fonny, and is played by Stefan James. Friends since childhood, the devoted couple dream of a future together, but their plans are derailed when Fonny is arrested for a crime he did not commit. And this genre is drama and romance. Mary Queen of Scots is rated R for some violence and sexuality. It runs 1 hour and 52 minutes. It explores the turbulent life of the charismatic Mary Stuart, played by Ronan, the Queen of France at 16 and widowed at 18. Mary defies pressure to remarry. Instead, she returns to her native Scotland to reclaim her rightful throne. But Scotland and England fall under the rule of the compelling Elizabeth I, played by Robbie. Each young queen beholds her sister in fear and fascination. Rivals in power and in love, and female regents in a masculine world, the two must decide how to play the game of marriage versus independence. Determined to rule with much more than a figurehead, Mary asserts her claim to the English throne, threatening Elizabeth's sovereignty. Betrayal, rebellion, and conspiracies within each court imperil both thrones and change the course of history. And this is a drama. Ralph Breaks the Internet is rated PG. It runs 1 hour and 54 minutes. Video game bad guy Ralph and best friend Vanellope von Schweetz leave the comforts of Litwack's arcade in an attempt to save her game, Sugar Rush. Their quest takes them to the vast, uncharted world of the Internet, where they rely on citizens of the Internet, the netizens, to help navigate their way. lending a virtual hand are Yes, the head algorithm, and the heart and soul of the trend-making site BuzzTube, and Shank, a tough-as-nails driver from a gritty online auto racing game called Slaughter Race, a place Vanellope wholeheartedly embraces, so much that Ralph worries he may lose the only friend he's ever had. And this is an animation action-adventure. Replicas is rated PG-13 for some nudity, sexual references, disturbing images, thematic material, and violence. It runs an hour and 47 minutes. After a car accidentally kills his family, a daring synthetic biologist, played by Keanu Reeves, will stop at nothing to bring them back, even if it means pitting himself against a government-controlled laboratory, a police task force, and the physical laws of science. And this is a suspense thriller. Second act is rated PG-13 for some language and some crude sexual references. It runs an hour and 44 minutes. It's a comedy in the vein of Working Girl and Made in Manhattan. Jennifer Lopez stars as Maya, a 40-year-old woman struggling with frustrations from unfulfilled dreams. Until, that is, she gets the chance to prove to Madison Avenue that street smarts are as valuable as book smarts, and that it is never too late for a second act. This is a romance comedy. Spider-Man in the Spider-Verse is rated PG. Running time is an hour and 40 minutes. It matches bold storytelling with striking animation for a purely enjoyable adventure with heart humor and plenty of superhero action. Bitten by a radioactive spider in the subway, Brooklyn teenager Miles Morales suddenly develops mysterious powers that transform him into the one and only Spider-Man. When he meets Peter Parker, he soon realizes that there are many others who share his special high-flying talents. Miles must now use his newfound skills to battle the evil Kingpin, a hulking madman who can open portals to other universes and pull different versions of Spider-Man into our world. And this is an animated action-adventure. The Mule is rated R for language throughout and brief sexuality and nudity. It's 1 hour and 56 minutes. Broke, alone, and facing foreclosure on his business, Earl Stone, played by Clint Eastwood, takes a job as a drug courier for a Mexican cartel. His immediate success leads to easy money and a larger shipment that soon draws the attention of hard-charging DEA agent Colin Bates. When Earl's past mistakes start to weigh heavily on his conscience, he must decide whether to right those wrongs before law enforcement and cartel thugs catch up to him. And this is a mystery suspense. And The Upside is rated PG-13 for suggestive content and drug use. It runs an hour and 58 minutes. Philip is a wealthy quadriplegic who needs a caretaker to help him with his day-to-day routine in his New York penthouse. He decides to hire Dell, a struggling parolee who's trying to reconnect with his ex and his young son. Despite coming from two different worlds, an unlikely friendship starts to blossom as Dell and Philip rediscover the joy of living life to the fullest. And this is a comedy drama. And finally, Vice is rated R for some violent images and language. It runs 2 hours and 12 minutes. Governor George W. Bush, played by Sam Rockwell, of Texas, picks Dick Cheney, played by Christian Bale, the CEO of Halliburton Company, to be his Republican running mate in the 2000 presidential election. No stranger to politics, Cheney's impressive resume includes stints as White House Chief of Staff, House Minority Whip, and Defense Secretary. When Bush wins by a narrow margin, Cheney begins to use his newfound power to help reshape the country and the world. And this is a drama. Moving over to plays here. First up is Ash in Johannesburg at Burning Coal Theater on Sunday, January 27th at 2 p.m. In the late 60s and early 70s, a meteor shot across the sports world. A young African-American named Arthur Ashe. He won the U.S. Open in 1968, becoming the first black man to win a major. In 1970, he won the Australian Open. In 1975, wearing the whites of the All England Club, he defeated the brash Jimmy Connors to claim the Wimbledon crown. But it was a little-known competition that he entered in 1973, one that took him into the heart of apartheid South Africa, that saw Ashe fight and win his greatest battle, and it wasn't on a tennis court. Burning Coal has commissioned the rising young playwright Hannah Benitez to tell this little-known story for the first time. This production is suitable for ages 14 and up. Estimated runtime is an hour and 45 minutes. Tickets are $25 or $20 for seniors, $15 for students or active military, and $5 student rush if you arrive 5 minutes before curtain time and they still have seats. With a current student ID, you can get in for $5. You can make reservations for anything but student rush by calling 919-834-4001. That's 919-834-4001. And we'll jump over to Durham. We've got Miss Saigon at the DPAC on Saturday, January 26th at 8 p.m. And this is by the SunTrust Broadway at DPAC series. It was a 2017 Tony Award-nominated Best Revival with the New Yorker calls it a dynamite Broadway revival. Experience the acclaimed new production of the legendary musical Miss Saigon from the creators of Les Miserables. This is the story of a young Vietnamese woman named Kim who is orphaned by war and forced to work in a bar run by a notorious character known as the Engineer. There she meets and falls in love with an American GI named Chris. But they are torn apart by the fall of Saigon. For 3 years, Kim goes on an epic journey of survival to find her way back to Chris, who has no idea he's fathered a son. And you can call 919-680-2787. For reservations, that's 919-680-2787. Tickets start at $67. And we've run out of time for this episode of Movie and Theater Previews. I'm Kurt Benrude for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Call us if you have any suggestions or questions. And maybe we'll bump into each other at the movies or at a play. Have a good day. Thank you.